Excuse me, sir. Up here. Hi. You're not looking so hot. Well, actually, that's why I'm here. I really hate to break it to you, but you're miles and miles from help. And it's gonna get below freezing tonight. I don't think you're gonna make it. In fact, I'm pretty sure you aren't. I'm sorry. Oh, I can see why you might think so, but no, I'm not a hallucination. I'm a real fairy. I have a favor to ask of you. I know you don't have a lot of time left, as it's not long before the sun starts to go down, but I'll try to be quick. I came of age today. That means I'm fully mature and can mate. But I only have 7 days to find a male to mate with. A human male. If I don't find one, I'll be a normal fairy for the rest of my life. Which isn't bad, I suppose. But if I can get pregnant, I will become queen. I'll get my own fairy pond, my own court, and retainers. I'm rambling a bit. I'm sorry. But the important thing is, I need your seed. And seeing how you aren't likely to last a night out here, well, I'm gonna need to have sex with you right away. I see you're still having a hard time believing I'm real. Here, I can prove it. Hold out your hand. I'll land on it. Okay, now go ahead and feel me with your other hand. No, it's alright. I may only be a foot tall, but I'm not fragile. Quite the opposite, if you think about what I'm asking for. But go ahead, feel me up. That tickles. Solid enough for you? So what do you say? No. No? Please, sir, please. I'll never find another imperiled human male within our domain in the next 6 days. You're my only hope. Yes, I did say imperiled. Only humans on death's door can see a fairy. It's part of our protection. But you have to understand, this is my one and only chance. This is the one night with you will make me pregnant for the rest of my life. On this day, for each remaining year of my life, I will bear you a fairy child, and perhaps one or two of them will go and find mates and start kingdoms of their own. None of my other sisters have managed to get pregnant, and they're only two younger than me. So you could be the last chance for us to continue our dynasty that has gone unbroken for tens of thousands of years. You must agree. I can offer you nothing but one evening of pleasure and a promise that you will in some way live on in all of the offspring to which we give birth. So please, please, will you mate with me? Why not? I don't understand. Humans love sex. We watch them all the time. No, it's not like we're physically over your shoulder. We scry. We use the water to watch you. We watch you humans all day long, so of course we would. We also end up seeing you have lots and lots of sex. And we see you watch lots of porn, too. A lot of porn. In fact, until our fertility has passed, we are positively sex-obsessed. We can't get enough of it. Unfortunately, since there is no such thing as a male fairy, we are built to mate with humans. That leaves a lot of us very frustrated. Most of us get so worked up, in fact, that we go fuck anything that moves, and some things that don't. I've seen half a dozen fairies gang rape a raccoon before. He took it pretty well, though. The Queen of Fairies boasts that she had a bear once, though many of us believe that it was just a tall tale. But like I said, fairies are meant to be able to have sex with a human, so anything less is, well, a bit of a letdown. What? Oh, I guess I can understand your confusion. Yeah, we can take human cock in us. I know it seems impossible, but we're not like you internally. There isn't much of a way of medical knowledge among us, but 8 seasons of house did teach us a thing or two. Like our skeletons. Like, are all cartilage, making us not only light, so those wings can let us fly, but extremely flexible. You're going to have to trust me on this one. I know what I'm talking about. The time is getting short. The sun is very low in the sky. So what do you say? You have nothing to lose, honestly. So why not just say yes? Knowing what I do of humans, I'm quite shocked I had to badger you so much. So please, please? Oh my gosh, really? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so happy. I dreamt of this almost my entire life. I'm the luckiest fairy on the planet now. Let's not waste another minute. No, no, no. Don't take your pants off yet. I want to try to have some fun first. Sorry, just call it a fetish of mine. Go ahead and lean against that tree. I won't take too long. But if you can undo your button and hold your waistbands there for me, I'll climb in and get started. Oh, oh my goodness. Look at this massive cock. You're not even fully hard yet. I'm practically gonna come just thinking about you cramming it in my tiny body. I love being trapped in here with it. Your pants pressing me against your enormous cock. That smell, that warmth. This is fairy heaven. I'm so sorry we don't have more time. I would so love to just stay comfy and warm in here for hours. Massaging you and kissing you. Oh, you're so thick. I can barely wrap my arms around you. And look at these huge balls. Each is larger than my head. I can hardly wait till they unload inside me. Oh, please, sir. Please. It's on your hand. Get your cock all slippery and wet for me. Oh, yes. You feel so wonderful against me. You're so hard, so big. Just another minute, mister. I'm gonna use my legs, my body, up and down your cock. Oh, oh, it tingles. It feels so good. I'm gonna wrap my legs around you now. Please reach down in your pants and stroke me up and down on your cock like a little cock sleeve. Please? Gosh, oh gosh, I love it so much. Rub me up and down your length. Use my little fairy body like a jack-off toy. I wish I could do this forever and ever, but we should really get going. Go ahead and take your pants off now. Oh my god, it's ginormous. I'm almost scared of it. But not quite. I'm a little too determined to be scared. That's the right word. I'm determined. Before we have sex, just one more thing. I'd really, really like to lick you all over just for a bit. I'm just going to drape myself all over your shaft here. Your cock head is just so big, I can't get over it. Literally. Now, I want to make out with your slit. I want to French kiss it. Turned into a little bit more than kissing. Oh, do you like the feeling of my tiny little tongue flicking in there? How about if I shove my mouth and nose in it? Oh, you're oozing pre-cum now. It's so yummy. I had no idea, but there's so much of it. Well, to me anyway. There's enough here I could drown it if I'm not careful. But I think I'm gonna go down for just one taste. Simply delicious. I could drink it up all day. Drat! The sun is starting to set. We'll have to hurry a bit. It isn't safe for fairies after dark. I hope you'll be ready, human. I know I am. This will be the highlight of my entire life. Oh, well, thank you for being concerned, but I promise you, I really can't take it. Shouldn't it hurt me a bit? Well, maybe just a little. But in a good way. Now I gotta get this done before the dark fairies get out. They could really hurt me, and even you. So are you ready? Okay, just hold me in your palm, and I just have something to lean on. There. Now move me to position. Oh, I can feel your head against my tiny little pussy. It looks so huge! Get ready to push, mister. You might have to push hard at first to get it started. Oh, by the fairy gods. Stop. Oh, so big. I had no idea. It's getting dark. Keep going. Slowly. Easily. Oh, fuck. It feels like you're gonna split me in half. But it's so good. Give me more. That's it. Your entire cock is in me. Look at that bolt. It looks like I'm pregnant. I told you I could take it. Now keep pushing. Gently. My body needs to get used to it. Oh fuck. You're bulging my belly now. Just look at that huge lump. It must feel unbelievable. Now, human, I must have more of you in me. Now, push it. Push it deep. Oh, God, you're stretching my little body. This bump between my little tits. That's your cockhead. I can feel you pushing my insides around. No, it doesn't hurt at all. It's the opposite of hurt. Oh, human, if only I'd found you hours earlier. Oh, please give me more of you. Push up you in my throat. I want to feel your gigantic cocket bulging in my neck. Do it! Push it deep! Yes! That's so good! Again! Oh, I love it so much. It's so good. Your cold cockhead stretching my tiny little throat. But I want you to go deeper. I can feel that I can take more. I know I can. I want you to push it all the way through. That's right, you heard me. All the fucking way to the other end, out the other end. Come on, you can do it. Fucking do it to me, I know you want to. I want to feel that giant cockhead force my jaws open wide as you shove yourself completely through my body like a little cock sleeve that you broke with your gigantic dick. Human, now! See your cockhead coming out of my mouth. Finish, human. The light is fading.
Okay, I need you to come quickly and me. Quickly. Just wrap both of your hands around me and fuck me hard until you come. Just make sure not to come too deep in me or you could overflow out of my mouth. I want every drop inside me. Go ahead. Fuck me. Hard now. Use me like a Barbie-sized fuck sleeve, a pocket-sized toy. Oh, so full. So fucking full. Squeeze me. Squeeze me and make me nice and tight for that titanic dick. I can't believe it feels so fucking good, mister. Oh, I can't believe this. Finally, a human cock filling me up. It feels so good with that fat dick stretching my cunt open and pushing hard and deep in me. You could fuck up into my little throat just a little. Oh. Oh, I think I'm about to come, mister. Fuck. Oh, please fuck me faster. Pump me up and down on your giant cock as fast as you can. Yes. Oh, yes. I'm... Oh. I can't. Please. Please do good. Oh. Please. Please finish in me. Keep fucking my little body, thrusting your massive cup deep and all the way into my tits. And then come... Just fill me up. I just want to swell. Pump me full of your cum so much that I feel like I'm going to drown. More. More. So hot. So thick. Oh, thank you. A million thank yous. It feels so wonderful. Wonderful. Oh. Mister, that was incredible. I will never forget this night as long as I live. It was even better than I imagined it could be. It was so good, in fact, that I'm going to try to help you. Like I said, it's dangerous for other fairies to be out after dark. Owls and dark fairies, mostly. But you are worth the risk. Even if I do carry a whole future generation of fairies in me now, I'm going to try to get you something to start a fire. If you can, use what little light we have left to gather up some branches if you like. There are plenty around. I should be back in an hour or so. I'm so excited. If you live through the night, we can fuck all day long tomorrow. There's so much we didn't get to try. I wanted to see if you could deep throat me. No, I mean in your throat, as far as you could take me. At the very least, I want you to suck on my entire lower body, and then you could fuck my throat, but with your tongue. Oh, and definitely, definitely more... of when you went all the way through me. It was irresistibly good. Indescribably so. We could try it from both ends this time. Anyway, sorry, rambling again. I'll head off. Stay put, and I'll be back just as soon as I can. This is gonna be so fun. Maybe I could bring a sister or two. But no cum for them. Only me. Bye-bye.